Matt and Alex on Triple J.
The star of films such as Hot Fuzz, Paul, and now a salsa extravaganza. It's Good Morning, Nick Frost.
But don't let that put you off. Hello.
I was going to say, the salsa, that's obviously a reasonably niche market.
Yeah, I mean, I think dancing in general, if a bloke sees there's dancing in a film, he probably won't want to go and see it.
Which came first, the idea for Cuban Fury or your love of salsa?
I didn't like salsa at all. In fact, I probably hated it.
Oh, really?
And it was a way to get over a fear I had of dancing in general and also a hatred of salsa music.
Wow.
Is this how you sold your role to the producers?
Hey, you're going to love this. But I worked in a Mexican restaurant for years, and so I was forced to endure the rubbish that the head office sent me.
Okay, were you a cook at the Mexican restaurant?
Well, I was a waiter for years, and I was a barman, and then I had a problem with... you reach a point after working in a restaurant where you realise you hate the public.
Because they're always right. You know,
they are always right. My tipping point was a woman ordered a rack of ribs, and then you went to see if she was all right. How are you doing? Is everything all right? And she said, listen, this has got bones in it. And it was at that point I said... I said, you got to move me into the kitchen, otherwise something bad is going to happen. But you
what know, did you, do? You just gritted your... Okay.
Yeah, no, I said, oh, give me a second, I'll take it. And I just got him out and...
Brought back a steak and said, now it's been deboned.
I have deboned that rib. Yeah, that rib cage. I mean, it's fine on a Saturday when there's 12 of you and the restaurant's buzzing and you can't really hear it, but when it's on a Monday or Tuesday afternoon and the rush has died down by 2 and you know you've got 3 hours before you're relieved... You just stand there on your own, just... It kind of drove me a bit bonkers.
Well, for someone who doesn't like spiders and they go through arachnotherapy or something, you're open to spiders, you put yourself next to salsa for 7 months, 7 hours a day.
Yeah, five days a week.
That's a lot of, if you don't like salsa, a lot of punishment.
No, yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm the producer of this film and it was my idea, so I had no one else to blame but myself. And it was a terror. I mean, you know, like 3 weeks in when it just hurt, everything hurts and you're rubbish at it and you've got to look because you're in a mirrored box. That's what a dance studio is. And you're having to watch yourself dry hump to death Latin culture. And you're with people who, for them, it is the most sacred thing in the world. Sure. And you can see the fire going out of their eyes. It's horrible.
So after 7 months, have you got a newfound appreciation for the dance? And when you see people doing the salsa, do you start going, ooh, that was a good, I don't know, what's a salsa move?
I saw one,
and swim, and you push yourself, swim towards the mirror.
Ooh, that's a good El Jugador.
I don't know what the El Jugador is.
Neither do I.
That was in the next level above me. But, you know, I mean, I think the point was for me, I wanted to dance. I kind of messed a part of my wedding up by not wanting to dance with my wife in front of all our family and friends.
Oh, really?
I just hated it. I mean, we didn't practice, and I did like 4 seconds of it, and then...
Was that brought up after? Was that brought up?
Well, I could sense the way she gripped me under the arm, you know, I sensed she wasn't happy. But I think in that I'd rather have to make love to my new bride in front of my family and friends than dance in front, you know. So it was a kind of way to say sorry for that.
And the only bits I think I could tell wasn't you doing backflips off cars.
Yeah, that definitely
like that.
Was
yeah.
not me.
Yeah. Maybe it was 7 months training. You could.
Well, we did try it, but it didn't. I was a bit afraid. I mean, because those wires are tiny. I mean, they're really tiny. Mm. And being a big lump with trust issues, you think, nah, I'm not going to.
We'll grab someone else for that.
I'm not going to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On Triple J Breakfast, we got Nick Frost in the studio.
The salsa is in the air, so we thought we'd keep playing. We'll play a bit of music from your era, a bit of a cover of something that came in the Hottest 100 many years ago, Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. This is the Habana Express cover, salsa version.
Yeah.
Let's have a play of that now and be back with Nick Frost after this. Yeah. There we are, Habana Express their cover of Coolio's Gangster's Paradise. I just materialised onto me frilly sleeves and a midriff top is what's happening right
just
now in the
Coolio
studio.
Just as Coolio imagined it to be heard.
It looks amazing on you, by the way.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Thank you so much.
Nick, you said you'd studied for 7 months, you know, rehearsed for 7 months on this role. Has there been any other roles that you've dedicated so much pre-production time to?
Well, I try and put everything into every little thing I do. I mean, when I did The Boat That Rocked with Richard Curtis, I didn't listen to any music post 1969 for about 9 or 10 months.
Really?
Because it was set in the 60s. So, I mean, which is odd for me because I'm a big fan of Hard House and Hard Bounce. So to not listen to that music was kind of really frustrating. So once we finished production, the first thing I put on barrel, 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 barrel. I love it.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, we do have Nick Frost in the studio, star of Cuban Fury, and one of your co-stars, Chris O'Dowd, in the film. He was fantastic. You might know him as a lovable character from Bridesmaids, the Irish police officer, but it was really good to see his true personality finally come out on film as a bit of a smart ass, a douche.
Yeah, hate-filled body fascist.
Womanizer, body fascist for one.
Yeah.
Was it great for him to just let loose like that?
I think it was really hard for him, actually, because sometimes he'd say, I don't want to say that to you.
Really?
Don't make me say that. I'm like, come on, it'll be fine. But we have a laugh, you know. I've known Chris for years and we're mates and he was just perfect for this. And a lot of the time, if you go and watch the film again, you can see that I don't look at Chris in the eye. And that's, you could say, well, you know, it's kind of character thing that he's, you know, he's broken him and he can't look. But it's just, I just couldn't look at him in the face because he improvises a lot, which is a beautiful thing. But it's hard to act against because you think, oh, what are you going to say now? You know, if you can prepare for what's coming, then you can usually bulldoze yourself through. But if you don't know what's coming, it's really difficult.
And what about your other castmate in the film, Rashida Jones?
Yeah.
Now, was she cast in because of her dancing skills?
No. No, not at all.
Well, she had to put in as much effort as you did, or it came a bit more naturally for her?
She did about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So
6 weeks to 7 months is it?
Yeah, I mean, she only does like a little bit in the middle and then
of course, the end
bit with me. But, you know, once you do 7 months, you've got a fantastic lead, so I kind of just put her where I needed her.
Exactly. You take the lead.
Yeah.
On the salsa dance floor. Nick Frost hanging out with us this morning on Triple J. Let's play a bit of harder music, shall we? This is Gustafelstein and Pursuit, a bit of French electro on Triple J. Pursuit by Gustafelstein on Triple J this morning. Nick Frost hanging out with us. Thanks so much for dropping past, Nick.
I think it's Gafaschelstein, actually.
Gafaschelstein? All right, well, maybe my pronunciation is like
Are you a fan of Gafaschelstein?
Big fan.
Yep.
Yeah?
Big fan. Big fan of French industrial.
There wasn't much of that playing in the Mexican restaurant when you were waiting.
But life would have been a lot different, I think, you know, if it had been. Just to interrupt you, what was so annoyed me about that situation?
What?
Was they'd send the Gypsy Kings and salsa music. Now, salsa music is from Cuba.
Sure.
I'm working in a Mexican restaurant and the Gypsy Kings are French and they live in Spain. So it just didn't work. You know, it's people high up on a chain of kind of making managerial decisions with one part of a brain between the bunch of them.
And did you ever try to take it to the top?
No, they wouldn't. I was a lowly waiter.
Yeah,
they weren't going to listen to you about soundtrack choices.
They would have taken away my staff lunch.
So what about, you're the producer on Cuban Fury, your current film out now.
Yeah.
Did you have much of a say in the soundtrack to that then? Or you kind of left it to the
really.
Music director?
I mean, we had music that we listened to during training and tracks which were amazing. We thought that has to go in. And a lot of Cuban music pre-1970, no one knows who made it. So you have to kind of tweak it. So, you know, you don't know who owns it. So you don't know who to pay. It's a real...
So you just use all of that?
What a boring answer.
No!
Well, the film comes out on March 20. So thank you so much, Nick Frost, for dropping by Triple J. We better get the final word. Your frequent collaborator, Simon Pegg, what did he say when he first saw the film? What was his first reaction to you?
He saw the film for the first time at the premiere. And he really liked it. I saw him when I was doing my on-screen introduction. I could see him and he was making me feel a bit, welling up a bit. And then I made a beeline for him at the party.
Yeah.
And he was doing that thing like people separated, and then he was stood there.
You,
what a film! He really liked it. Yeah.
And are there any more collaborations happening with you, Simon, and possibly Edgar Wright?
Yeah,
coming in the
absolutely,
future.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Edgar's doing Ant-Man now, so you know that's going to take his time up for the next couple of years, and then me and Simon Edgar will get together and we'll do something else.
Awesome.
You know, the Cornetto trilogy means that bit's finished and we can now move on and do something else.
Oh, that's very exciting for you, Nick. We can't wait for it. And yeah, congratulations on Cuban Fury as well. Thanks so much for dropping by Triple J.
A pleasure. Thank you.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Matt and Alex.